All right. First of all, let's just talk a little bit about how camp's gone for you. New team, new situation, new coaches, new everything, some adjustment, I would think.
Yeah, no doubt. I think, fortunately, I played in a very similar situation last year in Cleveland, so I think there's some carryover, which is always nice. But I think, the familiarity with the guys around you, understanding what, their strengths and weaknesses are, and, the comfort levels, the communication, they put a lot on the quarterback here because Tony does so much line of scrimmage. So, as a backup quarterback, you're kind of expected to follow suit. So that's, it's a work in progress, but, so far we've done some decent things.
Did you grow up a Cowboy fan?
I'll be really honest. I didn't really have a team growing up. I mean, I was always a Peyton Manning fan. I had favorite players, but I never really – I would say I watched more Cowboy games than probably any other team because being in Oklahoma
City –
They
were on.
Yeah, in Oklahoma City, I mean, you could see all 16 games in the regular season. So I would say I followed them probably a little bit closer than most other teams.
So the baseball thing, did you know when you were, a junior, senior in high school that you're going to get drafted and that's the route that you wanted to take initially? Or probably that's the route you wanted to take permanently.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was my mindset. I'll be honest, when you're 18 years old, you're kind of naive and you think that, I knew I wanted to play baseball, to answer your question. I wanted to pursue baseball because I knew that was going to be my best opportunity. I didn't even really, try to get recruited, didn't send out the tapes and I was before Rivals had stars and all that crap. So, I was focused on baseball, getting drafted as high as I could, and then I'll never forget the day I signed my contract. I remember telling my parents, we negotiated in school and how much money I was getting for school, and they asked me if I was going to go back to school. I said, yeah, absolutely. I said, if I don't make it, if I get hurt, I want to go back to school and play college football. And they looked at me like I was crazy, and sure enough, that's how it all worked out.
Thinking that it would probably never happen, though.
That's what I'm saying. I was naive. I was 18 years old, and I thought I was going to be in the Bronx in 2 or 3 years, and I think that was a little easier said than done once you get to that level.
Did Whedon have any success? Did he make it to Double A even?
I don't think so. It's been a long time since I've looked at his minor league scene, but I don't think he did.
I mean, he gave it a 5-year run.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd have to go back and look. Always amazes me that how many guys play a certain sport, or in your cases too, yet something else is their favorite sport, something that they don't play. Which is yours, would you say? Football, baseball, or something else?
When I was a kid, I was always, whatever sport was in season was always my favorite.
Yeah.
Now that I'm out of baseball, I kind of got a little burned out, so I don't really follow baseball like I used to. I would say, obviously football is my favorite sport, and then, I probably follow golf closer than any of them. I got buddies on tour and kind of follow those guys on a week-to-week basis. So, golf and football are kind of, my main attractions, I guess.
Are you a scratch golfer?
I've been down there. I mean, it's so hard. I put the clubs up. They're up. I mean, they're collecting dust, and then I'll pick them back up in January. So I'll get to where I'm a one or two, and then.
What a jerk! Seriously, what a jerk!
Yeah, well, in my backyard back home, I've got one of the best golf courses in Oklahoma, and so I get a chance to go out there, and it's one of the hardest golf courses in Oklahoma too. So either you get good at golf or you just quit. And so
where at?
It's Oak Tree National.
Oh,
up
yeah.
In Edmond.
Yeah.
So it's
that's your home course.
Yeah, that's where I have to get my ass whipped every day.
All right, now the situation here. We all know that the backup quarterback has to be ready to roll. You're one play or one ankle twist or one knee going the wrong way away from having to get in there and play for who knows how long. But given the state of Tony, do you feel a little bit more of a heightened responsibility to be ready than you might otherwise? Or
yeah, it kind of helps once you've been a starter, you understand how, that you're – you get hit so much, you're one play away. You twist an ankle. I mean, once you're a starter, you know that feeling. But it's a totally different mindset. And yeah, Tony, with his situation with his back, I mean, he's doing great. But, I think whether I was here or anywhere else, I think as a backup quarterback, you got to prepare like you're going to play each week. Because if you don't, when it comes time to get out there and when there's flying bullets, you're going to be behind the eight ball if you don't. So, I wouldn't say more so here than anywhere else, but I think, again, I've been in games where I've just got my butt whipped and had to come out for a series or miss the fourth quarter or whatever it may be. So, backup quarterback is one of the hardest jobs there is because you don't know. You're like a relief pitcher. You're hot, but you don't know if you're going to pitch or not. And that's just the way it is, though.
When you made the claim to your parents that if it didn't work out, you'd go back and play college football, did you know it was Oklahoma State, or was it wide open?
Well, I signed to play baseball at Oklahoma State originally, and I was going to play football. I was going to walk on and do the dual sport thing then. So it was always one of my top, you know, favorites, I guess. But I always wanted to play in the Big 12. Growing up where I grew up, I think, you know, I pursued Oklahoma and I pursued Oklahoma State, and Oklahoma had like 6 quarterbacks on the roster. I think Oklahoma State had 3, so I knew obviously that was going to be my best fit. You know, I went back my freshman year. I didn't think I'd ever play. I mean, I went in and I was, you know, on scout team. I think that was the best year for me ever, and then things kind of worked out the way they did.
And how much hell did you catch for being, what were you, 27 when your freshman year? Or 20?
I was 23 when I went back. So,
oh, 27 your senior year,
yeah,
then. Okay.
Yeah, so, you know,
it wasn't that bad.
You know, what was nice, my roommate was a Mormon, one of my best friends to this day, so he was older. He was 23, 24 my freshman year, so we kind of ran together, and so I wasn't old my freshman year. You know, what was weird was going to freshman orientation with 18-year-olds and you're 20, 23, 24 years old. That's a little weird, you know. But, yeah, by the time I got out of there, I mean, you have 17-year-old freshman coming in. You know, you start, you know, you're 11,
there's
you're
a big years, difference, man.
11 years older than some of those guys. So that was a little different.
You know what, though? It's almost like it helped you. I mean, it's an advantage having that perspective as a grown man, you know, looking at it from a different way than a kid, because you're a kid from 18 to 22.
No doubt. Yeah, no doubt. Especially from the school standpoint. I mean, I kind of had the mindset I was going to get in there and knock it out and finish it as fast as possible and enjoy my last year. And that's exactly what I did. I graduated in 3.5, and you know, I took golf and first aid my senior year.
So was it weird getting back into the school side of things?
It was. Yeah, going to class was attention span goes, you know, you're so used to being on the field all the time, and you go and you got to sit in class and write papers on that. You know, when you take 5 years off, that's tough, you know. But, you know, I mean, being older, like you said, helped. I mean, just from a maturity standpoint, coming in, and you just, you know, you just got to take care of business.
Kind of like what Matthew McConaughey said, where you keep getting older and they stay the same.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Did you have a girlfriend then?
My wife. I was dating my wife. So, I mean,
okay.
And I wasn't married. I got married the summer before my junior year, so we dated my first few years. So, I, you know, I couldn't really go out and explore
the office. How old is she?
She's my age. She's
30.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So your first NFL experience was in Cleveland, and it just watching it from afar, it seemed to be a bit of a chaotic situation, like all the way around. How would you assess what it was like and where it left you after it was over?
Yeah, you know, I think looking back on it, I think there's so many variables. I mean, and I think that's with every team, but I think up there, I mean, the stability part from within an organization. I mean, I was there for 2.5 years. I had 3 head coaches, 3 GMs, 2 owners.
Wow.
Three offensive coordinators. You know, and so I don't know. I don't really know how you're expected to function, you know. You know, we were a young football team. We really didn't have that culture of winning. There's so many things that went into it. You know, I needed to play better. I'm not going to put it on anybody else. I mean, I needed to play better at times. And, you know, but like I said, I would never point any fingers. It was just things just didn't go the way as planned. And, you know, the quarterback catches a lot of the grief up there. I mean, they've had 21 quarterbacks in the last 15 years, but it's still all the quarterback. You know, I mean, yeah. I think there's other things.
Yeah. It's not sure. Whoa. 21 in 15 years?
Yeah. Or more.
Something like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, since I've been back from when they came back in 99, I mean, it's just kind of been a revolving door.
That's amazing. That really is a number that I'm sure that I've read that somewhere in the past, but to hear Brandon Whedon say that, and I don't know, it just blew me away.
Well, 3 coaches, 3 general managers in 3 years or whatever it was he said.
2 owners?
Yeah. It's crazy.
Wow.
Door and, you know, stuff.
How was the weather up there?
Sucked. You never saw the sun. You know, it was gloomy. It rained a lot. It was cold, obviously cold in the winter. But once September came, I mean, it was, you know, the sun was never out, and it was windy. You know, our stadium was right on the lake, so the wind just howled off the lake, and had some pretty cold games.
Who were your buddies on tour?
Fowler, Verplank, Duffner. Trying to, you know.
The Oklahoma State guys and Duffner.
Yeah, Duffner. Pretty much those guys, you know, all the Oklahoma State guys. I mean, Peter Uline's on the European Tour and Kevin Tway and all those guys, Oklahoma State guys. But
you hang with them when you play?
Yeah, I've played several rounds with them. Scott and the Tway, you know, Bobby and Kevin both live at Oak Tree. And so we've played several rounds and played 5 or 6 with Ricky and never seen anything like it. It's, you know, if you think you're a scratch golfer, a +1 or +2, Yeah, you got a rude awakening. You try going through, you get your ass whipped.
This has got to be, I know Tony's not playing right now. Well, nobody's playing right now, but if Tony's healthy, this would be the greatest quarterback golf combo in league history.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's what's amazing is quarterbacks and kickers can all usually play. I mean, you know, they may not be scratch golfers, but they're flat 5, 6, 7 handicaps. And so Tony's kind of on a different level. When you're one shot away from qualifying from the U.S. Open, I mean, he's going to have to give me 3 aside, or I'm not playing for – I wouldn't play for a penny. So,
you know, it would certainly be the best the Cowboys have ever had. There must be a way to monetize this. This needs
so
to happen.
Yeah. We can figure it out. We got to get his back healthy and get him on – we haven't played in a while. So right now, if I'm going to beat him, now'd be the time to go.
His first round out, he's hitting like 205 off the tee.
Exactly.
So you spend any time around Dallas yet?
Yeah. We moved and settled in. And
like if you – you know, when you were living in Oklahoma as a kid and everything, did you make your way down there much or anything?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, my aunts and uncles live down there. My wife's aunts and uncles live down there. So we've spent a lot of time down there. You know, growing up as a kid, I played ball in Texas. I mean, it seemed like every other weekend. And
yeah.
Even growing up, I mean, we spent a lot of time down there.
You're all moved and settled in and everything?
We're all set. Yep. Got the little one. He's a month old yesterday. So he's coming down in a couple weeks. And so he's in
first kid?
First kid. So
all right. Congrats.
Wife's all on her own. She's doing a great job.
Yeah, I bet she's like, great timing.
Yeah, I know.
You're gone for 6 weeks.
We had him a week early thinking, you know, we get 3 weeks, but still, when I'm gone for 3.5 or 4, it's still tough on her, especially in those ages, just changing diapers and eating all the time. That's all he does.
So he's going to be on a plane?
No, they're going to drive down in the middle of August.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not going to come out here.
Oh, they're not? Okay.
No.
All right, cool. No. So I know you hadn't been in the league that long, but for some of the younger quarterbacks, age-wise and experience-wise, do you think the anus is on you to help them out?
Wait, anus? You mean Onus? No. No, I think...
Yes! Finally!
The anus?
Anus? You mean Onus? Did you explain that to him afterwards?
Doing a great job.
Yeah, I bet she's like, great timing.
Yeah, I know.
You're gone for 6 weeks.
We had him a week early thinking, you know, we get 3 weeks, but still, when I'm gone for 3.5 or 4, it's still tough on her, especially in those ages, just changing diapers and eating all the time. That's all he does.
So he's going to be on a plane?
No, they're going
to
drive down
back to too far.
In the middle of August.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not going to come out here.
Oh, they're not? Okay.
No.
All right, cool.
No.
So I know you hadn't been in the league that long, but for some of the younger quarterbacks, age-wise and experience-wise, do you think the anus is on you to help them out?
Wait, anus? You mean Onus? No. No, I think you know, this is my third year in the league. I've got a long ways to go as a player. You know, I need to keep growing off of what I've learned and the adversity I've faced over the last couple of years.
Awesome.
Final question, then we'll let you go. Have you ever met Tom Hamilton of Aerosmith?
Never have.
Wow, another disappointment.
Yeah.
All right, brother.
All right,
thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Ain't this on this one good? Is that going to work?
All right, so did you explain that to him afterwards, or did you just let him think you were stupid?
Awesome.
No, we just let it go. Just let it go.
Anus? You mean
think he was teed up?
The anus? I think so.
I do, too.
I think so.
You do?
I think he was
prepared
for the anus.
I think somebody gave him the word on that.
Either way, I do think that...
But still, he's the only one who's ever said anything about it.
Right.
Beautiful.
Teed up or no?
Boy, we went for the double too with the Tom Hamilton.
Right.
Yeah. I played golf with him last week for Plank and Ricky Fowler.
We were just cleaning up loose ends left and right there. Just grabbing at straws.
Good guy though, you know?
He is a good dude.
He was engaged and all that, and you can tell though, for a guy that's his third year in the league, that he ain't no 24-year-old or 22 like Tyron Smith. That's a grown ass man.
Now, would you like to hear a little bit about the Brandon Weeden baseball scene?
Yes.
Never did get to AA. Played in 3 organizations from 2002 through 2006, starting with the Yankees. 3 years with them, 2 with the Dodgers, 1 with the Royals, where he got as high as high A. In 2004, at A level, low A, with the Dodgers, he was 7-9. Started 27 games with an ERA of 5.39.
Mm.
And that was, he had 1 year that was better than that. That was in 2003 when he played rookie ball and A ball in the Yankee systems, and he went 4-2 And the ERA there was 2.38. So promised there. But that was then. This is now. And he's in football.
I'm always amazed by those guys, though, that are good enough to play, you know, to get drafted early by whoever, you know, this being the Yankees, and just saying, okay, well, that didn't work out. So how about I go back and play college football and not only play, start, and lead my team to its best season ever. And, oh, by the way, I'm a scratch golfer, too. So have fun with that.
What a life.
Yeah.
What a life.